I'll tell you what, if you happen to watch 2NURFM through our studio webcam, and if you had your eye over it in the last 30 seconds, you would have seen something very interesting, yet very entertaining. Our normal Friday guest, Lindsay Carr, has his sports jacket open. He was sashaying around the studio, dancing to a little bit of Smokey there. Lindsay, you're setting the weekend off on a pretty exciting start, I've got to say.
Yes, the trouble is I keep forgetting about the webcam, you see. I just thought it was in front of you people, but no, it's
in front of everybody.
The world.
Someone on the other side of the world may have been watching you dance, Lindsay.
Trying to.
Giving them a few laughs. Look, a few laughs at the Civic this weekend. Can you tell us more?
Yes, the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase is on tonight at the Civic. That's a lineup of international comedians and emerging locals. And tomorrow night at the Civic, it's the American comedian Aj Barker with some insightful and pointed observations on a range of subjects, mainly about his organic lifestyle, gluten-free lifestyle. And he's also having a shot at the internet and Uber versus the established taxi service. So if you like Aj Barker, like a few laughs, Civic this weekend.
We do love a few laughs. And what about a good choir, Lindsay?
The Waratah Girls Choir. It's the annual recital which they have tomorrow afternoon at the Conservatorium. They're celebrating 35 years with a variety of songs from around the world. So some lovely voices there tomorrow at the Conservatorium.
And Broke will be the place to be this weekend too for the Village Fair.
This Sunday, and of course it's vintage car display. Mm. Live music, tug of war competition. They've also got trips to the nearby Bulga open cut mine. So if you like some, want some fun, and oh, some chainsaw sculpting too, as well. So it's all happening at Broke this Sunday.
I think we can get somebody, if we take a photo of you there, and we get them to sculpt your head out of a big clunk of wood.
No. Yes, that's right. Yeah,
I could see you in a vintage car, Lindsay. I think you'd be the sort of person that would look very windswept and interesting trundling down the highway.
Oh, I don't know how to take this, Mark.
That's a positive thing.
I'm we
not,
might have to
not
move
having
on.
A shot at you. We can.
Oh, no, fair enough. Okay.
What about that musical bonanza I've got written down here too?
Yeah, musical bonanza. It's from the Cardiff North Lakes Brass Band, and it's a concert happening this Sunday afternoon at the Lake Macquarie Performing Arts Centre in Warners Bay. But the popular hits of Neil Sedaka, John Denver, and the 1970s American band The Eagles, plus a selection of classics by Gershwin and Strauss.
It's a bit of everything, isn't it?
A musical bonanza
as
the CNL Brass this Sunday afternoon, yes.
As is in the title. We've got to keep that orchestral feel going to round out this week too, mate.
Yes, on Sunday week at the Civic, it's the Glenn Miller Orchestra celebrating 80 years. And they'll be playing, of course, all the old...
In the Mood?
Little
Round Jug?
Yeah, String of Pearls, yes. Chattanooga Choo Choo, all of those. Mm-hmm. And they're using the original Glenn Miller arrangements. You're also getting the 1940s music from Made Famous by Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, and the old wartime hits of Vera Lynn. So if you'd like to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra, now's the time to book because it will soon book out, I'm sure.
I imagine it would. Now, before you go, Lindsay, I've got to say, the last couple of weeks you've been having computer problems, haven't you?
Yes, and I still am. Yes.
But you've got your typed up notes here. Of course, for me, you've done a fantastic job 2 weeks in a row. This man's penmanship, he's had to write out all of the notes, and I've got to say, a better set of looking of handwriting I haven't seen in a long while.
Well, it's really only printing. It's only printing.
That looks fantastic.
You think so?
Oh, it's great.
Good heavens. Okay. I'm surprised. I'm pleased about that.
It would take me like a month to be able to produce something that good if I had to handwrite.
Well, we're not used to handwriting anymore, are we? We're just used to sitting at the computer and tapping
it
out. That's right.
Some would say we don't need it. Yeah. I don't know. But you would not have made a very good doctor. Your handwriting is far too good, Lindsay.
Well, keep this then because next week it might be back to the computer.
This could be a historical item.
It could be, yes. Frame it, please.
I will do that. Thanks, Lindsay. You have a great weekend.
And same to you, Mark. Thank you.
And we'll catch you next Friday. There's a few things for you to spice up your weekend, as always, with the Spiced Up, or is that Old Spice, Lindsay Carr? I'm not sure. 2NURFM 103.7.